this one, she'll be the one that stays. Welcome to episode 0.2. As you know already, this will be a really raw exploration of my journey through making a podcast, first and foremost, given that that is the current endeavor. But in my regular life, I am a product designer. Hello, my name is Fleming, and this is Fleming Space. This show is basically around, well, right now is basically around what are my struggles. So for the next 5 days, every day I'm going to share something different about how am I doing this and how to approach this process, and I hope that by the end I know what I'm doing, and most of all, I know, like, if I'm doing it right or not. For example, right now, I was supposed to be doing some sort of audio test to see if you don't get so much, like, noise in the background or anything, but then I just clicked in and started, and I'm, like, already 1 minute 30 in, so I guess that's it. This is an episode now. So this is the meaning of this early exploration, and then I will share a bit more about some articles I've written. I'm writing a book in the moment about some sort of product design theory and platforms design book, so I'm gonna talk about that very soon. But most of all, right now I want to show the world and give, like, some sort of hint and inside stuff. Is this recording? This is the best of all. So I'm recording on my iPad, and right now the screen just went dark. So that clicking that you're hearing too is me clicking the home screen to find out if it was still recording, because for some reason Anchor didn't make sure to stay with the screen on meanwhile it records. Meanwhile it records. So that was fun. If you ever contact me or anything, let me know if I should have deleted this episode just because of this mistake. But as you're hearing it, and as I already, like, gave one reason for a listener to engage with me, then I'm not going to, and we're going to keep on. But the main topic that I want to talk about is, you know, those moments when you are, like, right there, okay, this is the time where I'm shining, this is, like, my spotlight moment. And then you go there, you know exactly what to do, you know your plan, you have your things in mind, and then you have this brief moment of blank. And your silence. And your mind becomes, like, I think that the best way to describe it is like a fuzzy cloud inside your head. I mean, oh my god. Well, I had something similar to that when I was starting to record this episode. First of all, it's like I came in to the recording studio. Other people might call it my bed. And when I grabbed the device, I said, like, okay, I'm going to record about this. Okay. So I get a few notifications for something, I do this, do that, and okay, let me drink some water, drink my water, come in. Can you believe that I just forgot what I was going to record? So I came in with a topic, with an idea. I was going to write, like, some outline and stuff, and then I was like, what was it exactly? Like, fuck, I had the idea. Oh, I said I wasn't going to swear on this. There's another red note in there. Now this is more serious. Should I erase it? Ah, this is going. So, should I... like, what should I do? And then, all of a sudden, my mind went blank in a second. And I couldn't write the outline. And I said, like, you know, calm down. And then, luckily, come this part of me that sometimes decides, you know what, let's jump in. You want an episode, so let's talk about this particular moment. And then, I, instead of writing an outline, I just wrote the podcast, the episode description, and the episode title. So, okay, that's my outline in this moment. And if you have read the title and description, that outline is completely done by now. And as it is my rule, I might say, well, I set myself up to record from 10 to 15 minutes every day, so for the next 4 minutes I'm going to give you something even cooler. So today I listened to Tim Ferriss' podcast with Seth Godin, and oh, did it blow my mind. I mean, Seth Godin is one of those people that you know they only come one in a lifetime, and then they are like so opinionated and so like with their own strong opinions about almost everything. And when he doesn't have a strong opinion about something, he just doesn't give an opinion at all. I mean, what does it take to be a human being like that? And oh my god, the level of knowledge he has, and the level of production he has. I mean, the guy has written like a bazillion of books, and I mean, last time I checked, it was like 15, 16 New York Times bestsellers. Like, who does that kind of things? And then a blog every single day for the last, I don't know, 7,000 days? For real? I mean, I'm doing a daily podcast and I'm struggling with this. And this is like 10 minutes of my time. Like, literally. Well, except today that I had to do some tests and stuff. But, for example, yesterday's episode just filled me with joy having done that, because I recorded, put it some background music, and hit it publish. And can you... well, I don't know if you can guess. Nah, I think you couldn't, but... the first time I listened to that episode was before recording this one. So it was just my whole raw experience set into some audio and left there for posterity. Someday, I know I'm going to check back on this and realize, and I think that's what Seth does. I mean, one day I just got random and said, like, let's check what he wrote about 10 years ago. So some ideas are like pretty contextual for the moment and the things that were famous at that moment, but some others were just like endless gems, like things that they seem to not age, is evergreen. And how do you do it? How do you write? How do you make content that it just always is present, that it can be used years to come? That's something I think I should discover. That's something, no, let's put it in better words, that's something I will discover, and that's something I want to incorporate in the products I do, and in the content I put out, and especially with the customers and clients I help. That's what I want to do. So, once again, I thank you, my dear listener, for staying with me for these 10 minutes. I promise you that soon enough we are going to jump into a regular
practical tips and stuff, kind of programming in this. Unless I enjoy this too much, and I seem to be enjoying it. I mean, 10 minutes just to speak my mind, that sounds crazily good, right? Well, I hope my mind has some good things to do so that you can at least enjoy your stay here. But if you're here, 10:35 minutes in, I thank you more than you can imagine. This is Fleming Space. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and mostly everywhere that they let you to put usernames, Fleming Space. Even Skype, I think. Yeah, I think Skype too. And some video games, but I'm not going to say which ones. So, Fleming Space. This is the podcast, Instagram, everything. And I'm Fleming, as you might have guessed. Have a good day, night, or however you prefer to call it. Non-binary time description. See you tomorrow. Well, or at least you will hear me. Thanks for lending me your ears for these minutes. Bye.